Well, hello, Audio Boo, in honor of unofficial International Audio Boo Day, thanks to Freaky Foof and a couple of others. I think I would have liked to have had a little bit more prep since you guys in the UK started this about midnight my time. I think you're 8 hours ahead of me over here on the left coast in the state of California on Pacific time. And so I think it would have been nice if we could have had a little bit of prep since many of us were unprepared and came to this very late in the game. But that's okay. I never need an excuse to ramble, so now apparently I have one. People are posting all sorts of cool stuff, and I have a noisy truck going by, and I wish he would hurry up and just go by already instead of being noisy about himself. Thank you. I found a cool app for the Mac very recently, and I just thought I would tell people about it. I don't really have a lot of space to do an actual demo here, so I will probably put a more lengthy file up on the net and walk through it for people who are interested. This is an app for the Mac called DiskAid, and essentially what it does is replaces iTunes, but it allows you access to many apps which are installed on your iPhone. It allows you access to their content. So for example, you can go in and not only pull content from native apps, but you can also pull it from third-party apps. If you have saved content or saved settings or saved files or whatever, you can pull them out just by connecting your iPhone via USB to your Mac. I think there is a Windows version also, and I guess I should figure that out initially before I start rambling on about it, because I know there are many, many Windows users out there. I just have not tried it under Windows as of yet. This is a $25 purchase, so you are going to spend a little money for it, but it's neat. And unlike a lot of other apps that just give you access to the camera roll and stuff, this will, like I said, allow you to pull from many different parts of your iPhone directly, and you can use it right from your Finder. So it's a neat app. It's called DiskAid, and if you search for it on Google, you will find it. It's probably the first or second link up there. And if you have a Mac, I strongly encourage you to check this out. It's a little bit of a price tag. I realize it comes with a kind of a high dollar price on it, but it's very much a great alternative to iTunes. And it does let you extract some things that iTunes will not. So if there are things you know you want to save from one version to another or whatever, buy this app. It's great. Much like, what do they call that, iExplorer was for the iPod. Only it's very, very in-depth. You can read about it on the web and look it up. I wish I had the website in front of me. See, I wasn't prepared for this. That's my fault, I guess. But I encourage everybody, if you have a Mac, especially if you have content stored within certain apps on your iPhone or your iDevice and you want to get it out of there, check out DiskAid on the internet. And that having been said, I'm about to run out of time because I have not yet purchased my... Maybe in honor of International Unofficial Audio Boo Day, I will purchase my 30 minutes and then I can bore everybody for a much longer period of time. So that having been said, take care and thanks for listening.